There's a three-word phrase that I've seen and heard, and you probably have too, many times over the last few years. Live, laugh, love. You see it on bumper stickers, coffee mugs, might see it in big letters posted up on someone's wall. Maybe you even have those words in your own home. It's an effective phrase as far as slogans go. It's short, it's easy to remember, it's alliterative. And some might even say it's cute. I googled the phrase and found out that there's a Live, Laugh, Love Foundation, a foundation for those who are depressed. But from what I could surmise, I think the phrase was around before that foundation was formed. So someone out there sat down to write a marketable phrase, and one that anyone could agree with, and he or she has no doubt made some decent money off of it. Who can argue with such a positive message? Live. Seize the day. Don't just sit there. Get out and do what you love every day. And if you can make money doing it, all the better. Laugh. Keep your spirits up. Don't be negative. Look at the bright side of everyone and everything. And love. Don't hate. So it seems that these three words hold the key to a happy, productive life, or to mix Proverbs, healthy, wealthy, and wise. What if you can't fulfill these imperatives? What if your doctor tells you you don't have much longer to live? Or what happens when you remember that unless the Lord comes first, you will die someday? What if you can't bring yourself to laugh or be happy? You may be clinically depressed, but you don't even have to be. So you sometimes have black thoughts now and again, sometimes more often than not. What if your situation in life is so bleak that it's no laughing matter? What happens if you can't love others because you find some people unlovable? What happens if people don't love you because you've made yourself unlovable? Now, we don't need to reject this phrase out of hand, and if you have that phrase on a mug, don't throw it away. But there's a right way to understand it, and a Christian can understand it properly. But if we consider that phrase through what that phrase means to the unbelieving world, it's really rather depressing. Because without God, that phrase is all that's left. And people do try to live to that standard without God. But in doing so, they have to deal with the problem of sin. And in doing that, they sin even more. So living becomes a competition to see who can get the most stuff. And riches are something that they're going to keep with them forever. Laughing means not letting sin get you down. In fact, take sin and turn it into a social virtue. If you've ever had the misfortune of seeing a clip from a gay pride parade on TV, you see laughing and rejoicing and, yes, pride, in something that God calls a sinful perversion. And it leads us finally to loving, which means not judging others and coexisting. If you act like you love others, maybe you will be well loved. Let's go to the Bible. The Gospel of Matthew records the Sermon on the Mount, and the Gospel of Luke records the Sermon on the Plain. And they're similar, but in Luke, after the Beatitudes, Jesus adds something else. He turns the focus to the unbelieving world. And what he says to them seems to go right along with this live, laugh, love, but without God at the center of it. We read from Luke 6, 24 through 26. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full, for you shall hunger. Woe to you who laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe to you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. If you stake your happiness on yourself and leave God out of the picture, your life will come to nothing. You might laugh now, but God will have the last laugh on Judgment Day. And if you do not recognize that true love comes from God, you can only misplace your love. We are here today because we know that Christ has redeemed us. And it is our Savior who makes us live, laugh, and love. So if we back up a few verses, we find Jesus' word for you and me. Verses 20 through 23. Blessed are you poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you shall be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when men hate you, and when they exclude you, and revile you, and cast out your name as evil, for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice in that day, and leap for joy, for indeed your reward is great in heaven. For in like manner their fathers did to the prophets. It's the complete opposite for us. We realize that because of our sin, by ourselves, we cannot live, laugh, and love. We see it daily in our sins. When we choose the pleasures of the dead in sin to the godly life. When we refuse to rejoice in God in all things, and instead laugh at ungodly jokes. And we know we do it when we place value on things ahead of God. And then what's left? It's only death, depression, and dislike. But this Advent season, we remember with wonder, once again, the one who came to earth to free us from those sins. Jesus Christ is the perfection of that phrase. He lives forever, from eternity to everlasting. He was there in the beginning to laugh and rejoice with the Father and the Holy Spirit as they created all things. And he loves the whole world with a perfect love, grace. Jesus endured the opposites of live, laugh, love for us. Though he was God, he laid down his life willingly. He died the death we deserved to die. The Creator and ruler of all things was mocked and laughed at for us. He suffered ridicule and scorn from the world so that we would not have to suffer the scorn of the Father and his wrath. And he was hated by the very people from whom he chose to descend. Yet his love was perfect, and he died for their sins, and he died for yours and mine. Yes, live, laugh, love should have real meaning for us. Jesus has given us everlasting life, so we live for him. We live to do the will of God through Christ, who gives us strength to do so, and because the Holy Spirit has given us new life in word and sacrament. We laugh and rejoice because our reward is great in heaven. And sure, on this earth, you may be poor, hungry, you may weep. People will hate you and revile you because of Jesus' name. But your true life is in the hands of the Savior, who will bring you to his mansions where you will partake in his riches. You will not hunger. Every tear will be wiped from your eyes. And the perfect love of God will be perfected in all of you. And we love because God first loved us. And we will show others that love in the way the Holy Spirit leads us to live, laugh, and love. Amen. We sing hymn 338, both verses.